Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone and welcome back to the 23rd episode of Praticamente Inglese. Ciao a tutti e bentornati al 23esimo episodio di Praticamente Inglese. Today I'm going to speak about the hiring process. And I'm trying to speak only in English and maybe at the end I will try to translate a few words in Italian so you can maybe understand better what I just said during the episode. So let's get started. So if you want to find a job, you need to search for job postings, maybe online. So you go on the internet and you look for a portal, a job search website or a job search portal. So then you look for a specific role. For example, you are a marketing manager and so you want to find a job posting about a marketing manager role. So then you filter this search with you filter the search by location. So you maybe are located in Milan, for example, so you look for a marketing manager role in Milan, okay? So then, after that, you will see a few listings of jobs about marketing manager roles. So, what do? You pick one, maybe because there is a big company offering you this job. And you really would like to work for a big company, a multinational company, a very strong brand. So you pick this job posting and you are going to apply for the role. So what do? You press on apply and then you upload your resume or your CV. Inside the CV, you have all your experience, your education, what you have done during the past 10, 15, 20 years, your skills, and so forth. Okay, so you upload your CV, your resume, and then you send the email or you apply automatically. Okay, and then you wait for someone to get back to you saying, "Hey, Mattia, nice CV. I really would like to talk with you and I want to set the first interview." Maybe the first interview could be a Skype interview, a Zoom interview today. Nowadays, it's very popular Zoom. So you schedule a first interview, and with whom? With the HR, the HR manager, the HR specialist, the recruiter, the headhunter. So you have different roles, different people that recruit for jobs around the web. So you schedule this first interview. So you, I don't know, for example, let's schedule the interview on Wednesday at 10 a.m. So in the morning on Wednesday, you will have this interview. They'll send you by email the link to get through. And I mean, you start the interview with the recruiter. Usually, everything starts like this. Hi, Mattia, how's it going? I hope you had a good day. Where are you now? How's the weather there? You know, you do this kind of, you break the ice at the beginning, no? And then they will ask you, okay, tell me about yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about your previous experience. Are you working right now, or you are unemployed right now? So they are trying to find different things on you to see who you are. Okay, so you go usually for this first step of interview with an HR specialist and a recruiter. Then if your interview went well, you will be invited for a second interview. Usually the second interview is with someone that, I don't know, could be the department manager, for example. If I was applying for a marketing manager, the second interview could be with the marketing director of the company. This could be with someone who will be my boss as soon as I get the job. And if everything goes well, also in the second interview, I will maybe receive an offer, or maybe I will be invited for the third and last interview, maybe with the CEO of the company, with the COO of the company, or someone from the top management who has to say, okay, I like this guy, I like his attitude, I like his experience, I think he will bring us experience, he will bring us more skills, whatever, okay? So usually you have two or three steps of interviews that you need to go through to receive at the end an offer, a job offer. So they will send you an email after that and they will tell you, okay, Mattia, you could start from, your contract will start from, I don't know, the 1st of January 2021. Your salary would be, I don't know, 30,000 euros per year. And all those will be your benefits, you know? So you have the company, I don't know, the company welfare. You will have the company car, or any sort of benefits you may have during the new job. Okay, so you can accept the offer, or you can turn it down, the offer. So you have these two options, because maybe the salary is not enough, you were expecting a little bit more, and so forth. Okay, so that's it. I mean, I was trying to explain you how is the hiring process in an enormous situation. This is, I picked this from my own experience. When I was living in London, I had quite a few interviews because I was changing my job every 2 years, let's say. And I was looking for new roles in new companies. Every time I was going through this hiring process. Ho parlato esclusivamente in inglese. Vediamo come va questa volta. Vediamo se avete capito un po' di cose. Vi voglio soltanto segnalare alcuni, diciamo, dei termini che ho usato all'interno di questo episodio, che sono, erano job search, job listings, job posting, cioè tutti i post per diciamo che vengono postati per trovare lavoro, no? Dove viene identificato un ruolo che si sta cercando e viene messo normalmente in questi portali o questi siti che aggregano queste richieste di ruoli, eccetera, eccetera. Poi ho detto resume, CV, che non è altro che, come da noi, il curriculum vitae, che è importantissimo per far vedere un po' quelle che sono le tue skills, experience, education, quindi l'esperienza che hai, lavorativa passata, che tipo di formazione hai avuto, eccetera, eccetera. Poi ho parlato delle persone che normalmente fanno queste interview, che sono l'HR specialist, l'HR manager, quindi HR sta per human resources e non è altro che il dipartimento del personale, in Italia si direbbe il dipartimento del personale, e, oppure l'headhunter, il cacciatore di teste, colui che cerca ruoli magari un pochino più elevati, non basici, oppure ho parlato anche del recruiter, quindi il reclutatore, che è un'altra tipologia di persona che potreste, diciamo, incontrare. E durante l'interview, nella seconda normalmente interview, si parla con il capo del dipartimento, che poi normalmente è sempre il tuo capo, o comunque qualcuno che fa riferimento al capo del dipartimento, che potrebbe essere il head of the department, the director of the department, the vice president of the department. Il dipartimento potrebbe essere quello del marketing, del sales, delle operations, eccetera, eccetera. E poi spesso c'è una third interview, una terza e ultima, che è quella che viene fatta con l'amministratore delegato, il presidente o il general manager, o comunque il ruolo apicale della compagnia. Ovviamente anche qui dipende dal tipo di ruolo, perché se sei, diciamo, uno che parte dal basso, normalmente non ha l'interview con il top management. Se invece entri con un ruolo già un pochino più elevato, è probabile che tu l'abbia. E poi c'è la job offer, quindi c'è l'offerta, e dove ti viene detto che hai passato tutti gli step, che puoi iniziare. Cosa non vi ho detto? Che potrebbe esserci una cosiddetta notice. You need to give your notice to your previous employer. Dovresti dare, come dire, preavviso al tuo precedente datore di lavoro, usually 30 days, that could be also 60 days, quindi normalmente 30 o 60 giorni, dove tu comunque hai già anticipato che se dovessi prendere il ruolo non puoi andare nella nuova compagnia prima di 30 giorni o di 60 giorni, perché devi avvisare, devi dare il preavviso al tuo precedente datore di lavoro. And so this is the hiring process. Maybe next time, in the next episode, I will tell you a little bit more about the questions during an interview and how you should reply to those questions. Quindi nel prossimo episodio magari parliamo di quali sono le normali domande che vengono fatte durante un interview e quali dovrebbero essere le risposte, perché ormai ci si fa un po' il callo su quelle che sono anche le risposte da dare, il metodo per dare queste risposte, because you need to also you need to show your attitude, la tua attitudine devi far vedere, no? Or the fact that you have studied about the company, the brand, che hai studiato sul brand, sulla compagnia per cui per cui stai cercando di entrare, no? E così via. Maybe in the next episode we'll talk about this. So the questions during a job interview. So I hope you liked the new way of doing the episode. So I'm gonna speak only in English for the first 7, 8, 9 minutes, and then maybe we're going to touch only the points, the words that we have used during the episode. Quindi questo è il nuovo modo che mi piacerebbe fare, parlare molto di più in inglese e poi alla fine magari andare soltanto a specificare quelle che sono le parole un pochino più particolari dell'episodio in questione. So guys, have a great day And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vacanze in Sicilia o in Sardegna? Con i traghetti GNV porti tutto quello che vuoi, ti rilassi fino a destinazione e se prenoti entro il 14 maggio, posto ponti a partire da 33 euro. Non c'è modo migliore per andare in vacanza. Scopri i dettagli su gnv.it. Offerta valida sulle linee Napoli-Palermo e Genova-Olbia. 10.000 posti disponibili.